Hello everyone there in the English class in Veia. I hope I've pronounced that properly. My name's Karina and I live in Perth, Australia. And today I just wanted to talk a little bit about the dining culture and the food culture here in Australia. Yeah, it's a good topic to talk about because I think what we eat and when we have our meals here in Australia is quite different to Spain. So firstly, I wanted to say that our food culture is heavily influenced by the English culture, because Australia is a ex-colony of England, and so we have a lot of similar customs and types of food that we share with English people. So for example, in Australia, the times that we eat are similar. So we often have breakfast at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. We have our lunch at midday or 1 o'clock, for example. And we have our dinner around about 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the evening, which is obviously quite a bit earlier than when people eat in Spain. And some typical things that we eat are for breakfast, we might have some toast and jam, or we might have a bowl of cereal with some fruit. Those are some typical things that we eat at breakfast. Maybe that's similar to Spanish people as well. Lunchtime, we often eat things like sandwiches, a chicken and salad sandwich, or a ham and salad sandwich, or a toasted ham and cheese sandwich, you know, often with a piece of fruit, just to make ourselves feel a bit healthier. Some people might have things like pies or pasties, or sausage rolls, which are not very healthy, but some people eat them. At dinner time, we often eat things like a nice piece of steak with some vegetables or a salad, or maybe some grilled fish and vegetables. One of the popular foods that come from our English culture is roast chicken or roast lamb or roast beef and vegetables. So this is where the meat is roasted or cooked in the oven, and then we serve it with vegetables. We also eat things like pasta dishes, because now we have a lot of influences from Italy in our culture. So spaghetti bolognese or lasagna is quite popular as well. And these are the sorts of foods that we eat in cafes and restaurants as well. Because we eat our meals earlier in the day, it means that our cafes and bars and restaurants close earlier than they do in Spain. So our culture's a little bit different in that way. It's pretty normal for a cafe in a suburb or in the middle of the city to close at 5 o'clock. That's not unusual. Also, our restaurants close at 10 o'clock at night. That's quite normal, 10:30 or 11 o'clock maybe. And so that's a little bit different from Spain, where often people are going out to eat at 10 o'clock at night. So that's quite interesting. The one to finish up with, I really do like the tradition of tapas in Spain, where you go to a bar and you have a few drinks with your friends and you eat some tapas. I think this is fantastic. It's just something we don't have in our bars here in Australia. Although I have noticed recently in Perth that with some of the small bars, they are starting to do these sorts of things as well, which I really like. Anyway, that's about all for today. Thanks for listening, and see you later.